A national children's advocacy group says the foster care system in Massachusetts is broken. As part of a class action lawsuit on behalf of some 7,500 foster care kids, the group Children's Rights has released new documents it says detail high rates of abuse and neglect. But state officials say they are focused on system improvements and are getting results. WBUR's Fred Bever has both sides of the story in this report.
Michael Shavies and his siblings were placed in separate foster care homes when he was 13.
As a 13-year-old child, and you're taken away from, you know, the people that you live with every day, I mean, I was very angry.
Now 21 and living in Worcester, Shavies is getting his life together, but he's struggled with homelessness, and anger over his family's experience with foster care remains. It's really about his brother. Shavies says the home where he went was a bad fit, where, for instance, English wasn't the primary language. His brother eventually landed on the streets, where he was murdered.
Did these people find out if he was the right fit for these parents? Did they even ask my brother, you know, what was his thought? Now I'm actually angry because I can almost say we could have saved him if, in fact, he was placed in the right place.
Inappropriate placements, inattention to mental or physical health, frequent moves from home to home or school to school, separated siblings, overburdened caseworkers, and poorly trained foster parents. Those are just a few of the systemic problems detailed in the newly released documents. One woman says she cycled through at least 13 homes. She can't quite remember them all. But one, when she was a high school freshman, she does remember.
It ended up being very scary. It was a very neglectful home, and I also experienced sexual misconduct, rape, it was just wretched.
WBUR is not identifying this woman due to the sensitivity of her allegations. The group Children's Rights says that after hiring experts to review 480 foster care cases, they found the state's record on neglect and abuse is among the worst in the nation, while it's doing poorly in other areas as well. Marsha Lowry is the group's executive director. She says the lawsuit is a last resort.
It takes pressure to get these systems to change. There's no accountability with regard to these systems. They're not measured. They're not held to the standards that they themselves set. And when children are harmed in the system, there are no consequences to the administration of a system.
Well, we already have a legislative mandate and a mandate from Governor Patrick to improve the system.
Angelo McLean, the commissioner of Children and Families, appeared with Lowry on Radio Boston yesterday. He says that while any abuse or neglect of a state ward should not be tolerated, the rate in Massachusetts is below 1%, as it is in most states. And he notes that since he became commissioner in 2008, the number of children in foster care has dropped by 2,000. Evidence that his emphasis on keeping children in their birth homes or returning them there quickly is working.
We've got a mandate from the federal government. We have a performance improvement plan that had 14 major points on it. We recently were notified that we had hit those points and it made the improvement. We still need to make more improvement, but we do have mandates to make change, and we've been making those change, and we are held accountable for making progress.
Since 2008, the foster care system has had to contend with $100 million in budget cuts. Maria Masaitis, who directs the private Cambridge Family and Children's Services, says that while the state maintained an admirable commitment to not laying off social workers, support staff took a big hit. And she says the state's compensation for foster parents hasn't increased much over the last decade.
These really are truly special people who are willing to offer this service to all of us as a community in the Commonwealth. I mean, obviously, additional resources would allow us to recruit more foster parents and make it easier for foster parents to sort of take on this role.
Similar suits in other states have brought more resources to bear, also forcing more transparency and formalized measurement of foster care outcomes, although some say that they also created more bureaucracy, more paperwork, and some measure of self-protective behavior by system workers. All in the debate agree that helping the state's most vulnerable children find stability is very, very hard. But for the young woman who spent most of her life in foster care and never felt safe, the system must be reformed and refocused.
When you take a child out of their family, you create a wound in their heart. You you can picture it as cutting open their heart. You need to treat it as seriously as a surgical operation. You need to put exactly the right things in place for that child to thrive and feel comfortable.
She's 24 now, older than kids still in foster care who were plaintiffs in the lawsuit, but she plans to testify on their behalf. The case is scheduled for trial in mid-January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.